talked about what's the truth in regard to the titles that men wear. You'll see the various names of churches that differ, and you'll see the various titles that are being used in reference to that particular pastor that's in charge of that particular organization. But let me ask you, what's the truth in regard to salvation from sin? Most people tell us today that they unite under the banner of the prayer that they offer. The prayer that they say, "For Lord, come down in my heart and save me." Do you ever find in the book of Acts examples of conversion? Do you ever find on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, Peter saying, "Pray this prayer with me"? Do you ever find in Acts 22, the conversion of Saul to Tarsus, "Pray this prayer with me," Ananias said to him? You'll never find that. You will find where believers are told to repent and be baptized in Acts 2 and 38. Where believers are told to arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, Acts 22, 16. That's the message of salvation from sin. And what does the Lord do to the saved? According to Acts 2, 47, he added daily to the church those who were being saved. Membership in the Church of Christ in the New Testament of our Bible is reference to people who were saved from sin, added by the Lord to the church. No human vote, no decision by the majority. Members of the body of Christ, members of the Church of Christ, are added there by the Lord. When we speak of the church being a reference to a denomination, we're talking about a man-made thing. Man-made names, man-made creeds, man-made titles. All those decisions that are being made. Talking to a man just this last week, he's talking about the various things he was a part of. And he said he had to call to the headquarters to receive permission to do any of the things he was doing. He was kind of wearied by it. I asked him if he were acquainted with the New Testament church and the things you read of the New Testament. Who did Corinth call to decide the doctrine that they were to teach? What about the church at Ephesus? Who did they call to decide what they would do as a benevolent congregation? Well, they decided that within themselves and with their own decision making and their own doing as much good as they felt like they could do. That's the righteous thing to do and be. And that's the message in the Bible about the churches of Christ. Belonging to the Lord, wearing his name, honoring his cause, being his people. Now, let me close out by noting what I mentioned in the middle of this lesson today, and that is that there were some who decided back many years ago that that was the way to go, in talking to others in a kind of fashion that says, "I'm right, you're wrong, and therefore there's no hope for you." I believe it shut many doors. I believe we still have some of those doors shut today. Some of them are opening up in regard to this question and using questions as a wonderful way to not be defensive and not be rebellious to them, but to ask them, "Have you read this in the Bible? Have you read this for yourself? Have you seen this teaching by Jesus in his word?" And when we look in the Bible and we're willing to open the Bible and see what's really said there, you know, a lot of times, even today, as old people from years gone by, we use these kind of words. It was like a light was turned on for me. It's like I saw something for the first time. It was there all the time, but I never really read it. I never really saw it until now. I hope today you're with us and you've studied these particular matters out. You've said, "Hey, I know what it is to be a believer in Christ, and I know what it is to be baptized into Christ and to be raised to walk in newness of life. And I want to do that today." This will be a good time and a good place. Won't you come as we stand together and as we sing?